Recently, commentator Leon Winter attended a wake. The woman who had died wasn't a member of his immediate family. Still, her death made him look more closely at his family heritage.
Faye Winter, spelled W-Y-N-T-E-R, thank you, was from Jamaica like my parents, and she had the exact same name as my father's baby sister. But she was not my aunt. I met her at church where she was a deacon. She was also a top nursing professional like my real Aunt Faye and so many other women of my extended immigrant family. I knew Faye Winter must be a part of me, like fried plantain and smothered steak on Sunday mornings. But I felt guilty because I never figured out exactly how we were related. Faye was medium brown, tall, and strong-willed, like my baby sister, Rochelle. They had worked in the same North Bronx hospital complex, where Rochelle was a registered nurse and Faye was a recruiter of nurses from the Caribbean. When Faye turned up at Rochelle's wedding, we were amazed to learn that the groom was actually Faye's cousin. I settled for cousin-in-law. Then Rochelle died of cancer after a long heroic struggle. Rochelle's death killed our cousin-in-lawship, but resurrected my promise to explain the Winter in Faye. But the Winter story refused to come together. I heard it began with seven Scotch-Irish Winter brothers dropping their name and lots of their seed all over Jamaica. I knew it ended with many Winters thriving here and abroad, including the publisher of Jamaica's leading newspaper and a California college professor named Sylvia Winter, just like my mother. But in the middle of the tale, every line of blood runs cold at the grandfather. Nobody knows where the streams first forked, and except for a few 20-something Winters, nobody seems to want to know. Maybe that means me, too. Still, I wonder, when, if ever, does colonized blood become family? And how, if possible, can such family be sustained? At Faye's wake, regrets stalked me. The pews were packed with the generation of West Indian nurses whose wages helped build the new million-dollar sanctuary. Faye's wake poured out pride, perseverance, class, and especially dignity. I was filled with the spirit of everyone I'd ever been taught to call aunt or uncle, or introduce themselves as cousin when they landed. No matter what rung they started on, they kept on reaching up with one hand and pulling me up with the other. Relations are merely blood you can prove, a paper trail. Family is the thing that binds us from before we're born until well after our parents have passed. It's where your people come from and the faith that brought them. It's the standards they set and how they met them. It's what comes out at wakes and funerals. Faye Winter was not my father's sister, but she was family. Leave it at that.
Leon Winter teaches journalism at Emerson College in Boston.